This is Nachyomi, Sefer Yehoshua, chapter 21. This chapter describes how once the 12 tribes are settled in their respective territories, the leaders of the households of the tribe of Levi approach Yehoshua, Elazar the Kohen, the elders of Israel, in order to request the cities that the Torah promised them. As we know, Levi does not receive a large parcel of contiguous territory like the other tribes. Instead, like Shimon and Levi both are meant to be scattered throughout Israel. However, the scattering of Shimon was more of a punishment. It was more of a negative. It was to dilute the influence of Shimon. It was to limit their power and their control over land. However, Levi, because of the zechut they had, that they used their passion, they used their aggression, if you will, to stand up for Hashem and to have passion for the sake of God and for the sake of Torah, because they stood up at the time of the Egel HaZahav, the time of the golden calf, they punished the offenders and they refused to be involved in that sin. So therefore, their passion is seen as something positive, as something noble. And that's why their scattering becomes something positive. Instead of being seen as simply a diminishing of influence, like Shimon, that is entitled to nothing but some scattered cities in the tribe of Yehuda's territory, Levi is strategically positioned throughout Israel. All of the tribes have the opportunity, have the zechut to have Levitical cities in their midst, even those tribes that are on the other side of the Jordan, in the Transjordan, meaning the tribes of Reuven, Gad, and half of Menasheh. What this basically meant was that there would be religious authorities and teachers stationed throughout the Jewish nation. And this would encourage a strong connection between all of the tribes, even those who were far flung, who were at the extremities of Israel, that they would have a connection to the Beit HaMikdash, to service of God, to the Torah, which is represented by the Levi'im. These Levi'im would come and they would serve in the Beit HaMikdash eventually, at this time in the Mishkan. They would serve in the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. They represented the Torah. Yoru mishpatecha liYaakov v'toratecha liYisrael. They're given the commandments, the mandate to teach the Torah to the Jewish people, as well as to serve in the temple. So they are the link, the spiritual link of all these tribes to the divine presence, as it were. And this constant link makes sure that even though these tribes only visit the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash a few times a year, they never lose sight of what it represents, the fact that the divine presence is in their midst, the fact that they have a higher purpose to serve as representatives of God in the world. Not just Levi'im, but all of the tribes have that same purpose. It's interesting that the cities of refuge were Levitical cities. The Levi'im were given 48 cities in total. That means 13 cities for the Kohanim, which are all close to Yerushalayim. 10 cities for the rest of the family of Kehat, which is the larger family from which the Kohanim stem, 13 for Gerushon and 12 for Merari, for a total of 48. Now, all of these could function as Arei Miklat if necessary, but 6 of them were the official Arei Miklat that the Torah establishes and specifies must be designated. The chapter concludes by highlighting the fact that Hashem has fulfilled his promises. Exactly what he said to do was done. Nobody stood up against the Jews as they tried to conquest their land and settle it. Nobody had been successful in battles against the Jews. Of course, we know that at Ha'ai, they lost one battle, but ultimately they prevailed. And whatever doubts may have lingered in the minds of these Jews regarding the fulfillment of promises, maybe they thought, you know, we wandered in the desert for 40 years, Hashem didn't come through for us, he didn't do exactly what he said, we're not sure that his promises are going to be kept. In the end, Hashem lays all those doubts to rest as the Jews see that they very clearly have been given exactly what they were promised. And it's worthwhile just noting for a moment to connect these two chapters, the idea of Levi'im being the Arei Miklat, that Levitical cities are the Arei Miklat, is again that the Levi'im represent the spirituality, the awareness of Torah, the awareness of the divine presence, and that too, part of that is recognizing that man is made in God's image, that human beings have a transcendent element to them, and the Levi'im, the Levitical cities, are the perfect medium, the perfect vehicle for expressing this idea, not only through the teaching of Torah that the Levi'im do, but also through providing safe haven to the accidental killer, which both emphasizes our recognition of the enormity of the loss of the victim of that killer, as well as protects the rights of that killer before he is convicted, and even afterwards gives him the opportunity to rehabilitate himself and to gain atonement.